this night, unique and different from all other nights, invites us to think, to reflect, to ponder. But where do we start? Well, there are layers of depth. We can start outside, which will be good. What's the state of mind of the world? Mostly confusion and conflict. Then we can go deeper, and that will be better. What is our own state of mind? Right now, as we begin the Easter Triduum this year, where are we spiritually? And we all have to answer that question personally. But ultimately, we need to go to what really matters the most this night. We need to go to Christ. What is right now in the mind of Jesus? Throughout these days, with love and with great reverence, let's try to go there, to that mystery, Jesus' own experience. What went through the mind of Jesus on that first Holy Thursday of history? The Lord is true God and true man. He's not a robot. He's not an angel. He experienced all those events of that night with a real heart, with a human mind. And rather than not being affected because being God, he knew everything, his mind and his heart were more touched and more moved than any mind and heart will ever be. Holy Thursday brought for Christ great expectation. He looked forward to that evening. As he said, he desired eagerly to celebrate, to eat that particular Passover meal with his friends. And as we also know, he prepared very carefully that supper, every detail with great care. He knew, of course, of the promise of a new Passover. As a Lamb of God, he understood the centrality of that night in the history of salvation. He actually came for that night. Or as Pope Benedict said, he became flesh so that he can become bread. The heart of Christ was certainly moved with joy for this night. The joy of loving to the end. The joy of giving his friends, and through them, all humanity, his treasure gifts, the great gifts of this night. The Eucharist, the priesthood, and the command to serve. But that night was not only joy. It was also, as he said, the hour of the power of darkness. And soon after the supper in the garden, Jesus suffered as no one had or ever will. Holy Thursday is the night of the agony of the eternal Son of God, that cold night in which God bleeds for the first time. And in a sorrowful reality, that first blood did not come because of the nails or the thorns. It came directly from his heart. It poured from his mind. Christ's soul that night was a storm, completely encircled by pain and completely alone. In an abysmal mystery, Christ accepted to carry the guilt of all humanity. And he experienced the unthinkable, the consequences of sin. He felt far from God, distant, rejected, guilty, dirty. Someone explained this reality with an analogy, an example. Imagine a massive upside-down pyramid. in which, in some way, we could put every single material thing that exists, every rock, every tree, every building, every mountain, every planet, in that one massive upside-down pyramid. Imagine the pressure on the point upon which this pyramid rests. Unthinkably painful. That point is a soul of Christ. But this pyramid is not filled with things, material things. It's filled with sin, with every single sin and evil act committed throughout history in every place. Every war, every blasphemy, every impurity, every crime is being carried in the pure and innocent heart of Christ. Every sin and every guilt was in his mind. That night was for Christ one of joy and sorrow. And because Holy Week is not first and foremost about us and what we want, but about Christ and what he is doing again for us, then this night has to be for us as well one of joy and sorrow. We rejoice with sincere gratitude for the blessed gifts that we receive again, the Eucharist, the priesthood, charity. But we also experience the pain of sin, of the sins of the world, and of our own personal sins. Dear Lord Jesus, as we join you tonight in your joy and sorrow, receive our love and company. After giving us yourself again in the Eucharist, you're beginning now your agony. We will be with you tonight. Thank you for suffering for us. We beg you to renew in us the gift of faith so that we can believe more in your loving presence and never doubt your plan.